Graham, very solid job done again. I wouldn't be quite as glib as to say you'd won the meeting after four heats, but you certainly were in a very strong position by quite early on.
Yeah, well, you know, the plan was start off really good, try and get the points on the board as early as possible, and the lads did that. I think maybe we eased off a little bit, you know, mid to late on in the meeting. But, you know, we're all on fire, all of them are. Solid throughout. We haven't got a weak link in the team at all. The only downside, I suppose, with a performance like this is I'm sure that Malcolm Vasey and Dave Tatum, the promoters and team manager at Stoke, will use this as a motivation for when we're there on Saturday. I think because of the way that we all performed tonight, it might even make that match that little bit harder on Saturday. But we'll be up for the challenge. As I said prior to the start of the meeting, you know, it's just three league points. When we go to Stoke on Saturday, you know, it'll be another three that we'll be chasing vigorously. You know, here we are now towards the end of July, national trophy in the cabinet. We in a good position to get a knockout cup. We're holding a good lead when we're against Bellevue. And we're sitting, you know, pretty at the top of the table with, I believe, a 7-point gap now. But on Saturday, we're aiming to make that 7, 10, if not 11-point gap.
I can see these riders, and you see them a lot more than I do, but just the meeting scene here, you can see how they're starting to develop. You can see more coming. I mean, Smith and Parkin to Blackburn, the two youngest, you can really see how they're developing, but actually they all are in different ways.
Very much so. You know, I can go through Daniel Hume. Let's not forget, Daniel Hume started this season on fractionally over a 3-point average. Yeah. Look at him now. He's a class performer. Tom Bacon. You know, he was a 4-point rider. Look at him now. He's riding like, you know, I think his last five matches, he's averaging 9.5. You know, and it's throughout the team, all of them. And it's just a nice blend of young English riders. And I'll repeat myself what I said at the start of the season. The team that we've got here at Birmingham, three or four of them riders in 4 years' time will be full England internationals. And the development, as you rightly say, week in, week out, they're improving. I'm not in favour of the playoffs. I think they're a dreadful thing. I think the team over the season that finishes top are the best team in the league. But we've got to stick with the playoffs. But we're getting better. You know, and when them playoffs come off, I think we're going to be a much better team than what we are now, assuming that we reach the playoffs. I've been in the game a long time and I know things don't always go according to plan.
Yes, and with that caveat in place, I mean, it's interesting now looking at the league. And although you've got this good gap, there are several teams, certainly more than four teams, that still have a good case of getting in the playoffs. But for the league overall, I sense that the league has a real bit of energy to it. Because, I mean, the teams that are all in there, I mean, just with our broadcast tonight, during the broadcast, I've had messages from Cradley fans saying, we're going to show them when we meet there. Kent fans saying, we're looking forward to taking them on again, obviously. Eastbourne supporters saying, we've got a good team. I sense the league itself has some energy to it, and there are young riders being brought on at all of those teams.
Without question, you're absolutely right. And I look forward to the comments, you know, from Cradley fans and Kent fans. But isn't it good for the league? It's a really good league. It's an energetic league. It's an enthusiastic league. It's a league full of riders that want to go out there and race their motorcycles. No egos. Nothing, oh, I've got to get this meeting over quick because I've got to get in my car to get the airport to fly to Germany to drive over to Poland. None of that. The young English kids, and not only Birmingham, you know, Cradley's got a good team, Kent's got a good team, Bellevue, King's Lynn, they're all in with a shout for reaching the playoffs. It's a very, very exciting time for the National League.
It will toughen some of these riders up a bit. I don't know if that's the right way of putting it, but putting young riders, and in particular all those teams you've just said have got young riders, putting them through this sort of competition quite early on will only do them good.
Absolutely. You know, nothing breeds success like success. But what I say to the riders at Birmingham is, you know, one word that's banned in this team is pressure. They've got to go out and enjoy it. But having said that, it will stand them in good stead in the future. And, you know, the Cradley fans and the Cradley riders, the Kent, the Bellevue, the King, the right, what they learn in their apprenticeship in this league, it's a learning team, it's a learning league, it's a learning procedure. And what they're learning week in, week out in this league will stand them in good stead in 3 or 4 years' time. And I think the future of British Speedway is better now than what it has been for some considerable time.